This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, August 25th. God's word for you today is look and live. Our scripture reading is taken from John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. And it says, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life." The eighth example of God leveraging and using innovative energy to transform impossible situations into a testimony for his people is Exodus chapter 17, verse 9 to 13. Please read. You may or may not really understand what this is all about, but as we go on, you will understand it. The problem here was Amalek. Amalek was the grandson of Esau, so they were family people. Now popularly known as village people, what the Yoruba call Ogunidile. These can be lethal because they know where you started from. They know your history. The Amalekites came against the children of Israel when they were at rest. They knew when they were in Rephidim. But guess what? Moses raised his hands and the Bible says the Amalekites were defeated. They were crushed. Every village problem today will be crushed in the name of Jesus. As you raise your hands, all the Amalekites will be totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. Finally, the ninth example is Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 to 9. Please read it. What was the problem here? These people started complaining, grumbling, murmuring, and bickering against God. So poisonous serpents broke out in their midst, and people were dying of snake bites. The problem was snake bites. And for us, that could mean sin, condemnation, and shame. You want to progress, but the shame is like a sting. For some, it could mean depression or anxiety. The snake bites could be a recurring habit. You want to mount up with wings as the eagles, but it comes as a drag. It strikes, and you're unable to mount up. Up until now, because the solution is here. What was the solution? The bronze serpent. God said to Moses, "Put up the bronze serpent. Everyone who looks at it will live." So the solution to these snake bites that we have enumerated is to look and live. The solution is to look at Jesus and live. John chapter 3, verse 14 to 15 says, "As Moses lifted up the bronze snake, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Everyone who believes in him will have eternal life." What serpent or snake has struck or beaten you? As you look to Jesus today, you will live. Every enemy closing in will be destroyed. Every Red Sea before you will be parted. For every lack of provision and hunger, food will be supplied. For every lack of water, water will be supplied. Every water that has become bitter will be made sweet. For every limitation and problem of wear and tear, you will experience preservation. Every evil gathering will be buried in the name of Jesus. Every Amalekite will be completely wiped out, and every snake bite will be neutralized in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I receive all that you have for me on eagle's wings in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.